Who is Jesus to you? Is your view of Jesus based on your own interaction with what the scriptures actually say? Or is your view of Jesus what everyone is saying through the media or Facebook or TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, news, friends? Who is Jesus to you? As we heard just now, Jesus has been sentenced to be crucified. He is sentenced in a trial that was only designed to find him guilty. And Pilate, as we saw, he could not find any fault with Jesus, but he was afraid of the mob. And he is not interested in the truth, not interested in justice, only interested in placating the mob in front of him. And so he hands Jesus over to be crucified. And they led him into the hall of residence, the praetorium, and a whole company of soldiers, they gathered around Jesus. What are these soldiers going to do with this Jesus? This Jesus who has just been sentenced to death. Well, listen to what they did. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. They twisted a thorn of crowns and put it on his head. They put a staff on his right hand and they knelt in front of him, not to worship him, but to mock him, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They mocked Jesus. Why would they do that? Why would they mock Jesus, someone that they probably, none of them had any personal interaction with, never talked to Jesus, most likely never heard of him, and here they are, mocking the Son of God. Why would they do that? You see, I think they're just following the examples set by their leaders. Right? Instead of finding out who Jesus is for themselves, they just believed whatever high authority told them to believe. They just believed whatever their high authority claimed Jesus to be. Pilate sentenced him to death, to be crucified. That's a sentence that was reserved for the lowliest of the lowliest of the society. That in that society, those who are not deemed to have any sort of dignity, that's why they're sentenced to be crucified. And so if our high authority did not think that Jesus needs or deserves any sort of dignity, well, why should we give him any dignity? In their minds, because if this Jesus is sentenced to be crucified, then, well, this Jesus deserves to be mocked. And so they did not find out for themselves who Jesus is. Instead, they created an image in their mind, their own image of who Jesus is. They stripped him of his own dignity and dressed him up in their own image. Instead of his own robes, they put scarlet robe on him. Instead of his own crown, they twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on him. Instead of worshiping Jesus as their rightful king, their worship is to spit on him, to strike him, and mock him. All without speaking or trying to get to know Jesus. Is that what you do to Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? So it's the image of Jesus in your mind, one that you have created based on what you have received from other authorities in your life. For these soldiers, their high authorities is the governor. For us today, our higher authority could be a whole bunch of different things in our lives. Social media, celebrities, the news, the government, our friends, anyone or anything that has influence in our lives. And the rest of the world has no problems relentlessly mocking an image of Jesus of their own making. Many people, could not be bothered to find out who this Jesus is for themselves. Instead, what they do is that they blindly follow whatever people are telling them. Instead of crucifying Jesus in your mind based on an image that you created, well, let me encourage you to get to know the true Jesus through the scriptures. Through the scriptures, what you will find is that Jesus is someone who is gentle and lowly. someone who longs to redeem his people from our slavery to sin. He is nothing like how the world paints him. He's not merely a good moral teacher, but he is God the Son who has taken on flesh to cross the divide between God and man, come to die for the penalty of our sins. The wrath that we deserve in our sin, in our death, that has been laid upon him so that we can taste and experience the salvation he brings, a king unlike any other, a king who's putting himself through suffering so that he can save his people. This Jesus was pierced for our transgressions against God, crushed for our sinfulness. And the punishment that brought us peace with God was put on him. By his wounds, we are healed. That is the Jesus the scriptures present to us. And the Jesus that Christians throughout the centuries, we have celebrated, we have praised, we have worshipped. And my prayer is that you will come to know this Jesus personally through the scriptures and come to worship him as your Lord and Savior. Not just a Jesus or somebody telling you, but a Jesus that you have found out for yourself through the scriptures. And so who is Jesus to you? Is the image of Jesus you have one you have created? One that you have heard about only from family, but never read about him for yourself? Or is he the Jesus you have found through the scriptures? What I'm going to do is to give you a moment's silence to reflect on this passage and the previous passage and pray to God, just in your own seat, silently, to do so. Take this time to think about what Jesus went through. Think and reflect about who this Jesus is to you. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. And as we reflect right now about who Jesus is to us, by your Spirit, help us to remember, to know, not just know about Jesus, but to know this Jesus who has loved us and given himself for us. In his name we pray.